I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Thursday, September 2nd. What to know about the remnants of Hurricane Ida? It's now impacting the Northeast in historic ways. New charges against first responders 2 years later. We'll tell you about this case. And it's one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation, what the Supreme Court decided about it. Plus, new studies about how long COVID symptoms may last. One of LinkedIn's latest experiments failed. And two of the biggest companies in the world are going on hiring sprees. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. What was once Hurricane Ida is now wreaking havoc on a different part of the country. The remnants of the storm tore through the Northeast overnight. Tornadoes were reported in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. Roads, homes, and businesses were also flooded in those states. In fact, a flash flood emergency had to be issued in New York City for the first time in history. Rail service had to be suspended in a lot of New York and New Jersey. Newark Airport got severe flooding, and last night, all flights had to be grounded. As of this morning, it's still considered dangerous in parts of the Northeast, and emergency crews are working to rescue stranded people. So the National Weather Service told everyone else to stay at home, unless they're under an evacuation order. People will get a better look at the damage later today. Officials say it could be catastrophic. Sadly, they're also expecting to find out that many people died. Several injuries have already been reported. The storm will move further into New England this morning, so stay tuned. Also of note, the National Weather Service is keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Larry that's still out in the Atlantic Ocean. It's expected to become a hurricane today and could be a Category 3 storm by the weekend. But the exact track of that one is still not clear. Some first responders are now facing criminal charges for a young man's death that happened more than 2 years ago. A grand jury decided to charge three Aurora, Colorado police officers and two paramedics with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. This all goes back to the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain in August of 2019. McClain, who is black, was stopped by three white officers because a 911 caller said he looked suspicious. He was wearing a ski mask on a warm night as he walked home from a convenience store. His family members say he wore a mask often because he had anemia and would get cold easily. He apparently did not stop when officers first approached, but it came out later he was listening to music with headphones. Officers wrestled him to the ground and put him in a chokehold. When paramedics arrived, they sedated McClain with enough ketamine for a man over 200 pounds. He weighed 140 pounds. McClain had two heart attacks in the ambulance and died a few days later. The new charges against the officers and paramedics come after a grand jury investigation that lasted 8 months. McClain's mother told the Colorado Sun she's grateful her son is going to get justice. So far, the first responders and their lawyers have not commented. But the union that represents Aurora officers told the Sentinel Colorado newspaper, quote, "Our officers are innocent until proven guilty, and we stand by our brothers." By the way, McClain's death has already helped inspire a new police accountability law in Colorado. It includes a ban on chokeholds and restrictions on the use of ketamine. The most restrictive abortion law in the country went into effect in Texas this week. It bans the procedure as soon as doctors can detect a heartbeat. That's usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy and sometimes before women know they're pregnant. There are no exemptions in cases of rape or incest, but there is an exception for medical emergencies. Clinics say this law will rule out 85% of abortions in Texas and force many clinics to close. Another way this new law is unique, it's not going to be up to the government to enforce it. Instead, private citizens will have the power to sue abortion providers or anyone else who helps someone get an abortion. That includes family members, clinic staff, and taxi or rideshare drivers who take patients to their appointments. The Texas governor celebrated the new law with a statement that says, quote, every unborn child with a heartbeat will be protected from the ravages of abortion. But there's been backlash, too. The American Medical Association said it was deeply disturbed by the new Texas law, calling it a, quote, direct attack on the practice of medicine and patient reproductive health. And President Biden released a statement saying the new law blatantly violates the constitutional right to an abortion established by the landmark Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade in 1973. In more recent years, the Supreme Court has blocked similar laws, stopping states from banning the procedure before a fetus is able to live outside the womb. So abortion rights groups asked the Supreme Court to block this Texas law as well. But late last night, the court decided in a 5-4 vote to let the law stand, at least for now. But it said other legal challenges about this could continue. There are two new large studies to tell you about that looked at how long people had COVID-19 symptoms. First, a new study looked at information from nearly 48,000 COVID-19 patients over several months. Their cases were different. Some were severe, others were mild. Well, researchers learned about 80% of recovered adults had at least one long-term symptom, meaning it lasted weeks or months after they were infected. All in all, the researchers identified 55 long-term symptoms. The most common include fatigue, headache, shortness of breath, and loss of taste or smell. Separately, another large study published this week found vaccines do help. It found people who get COVID-19 after being vaccinated are about 50% less likely to have those long-term symptoms and 73% less likely to be hospitalized than unvaccinated people who get the virus. That said, some researchers do admit the study has its limitations. For example, the data was based on patients self-reporting symptoms. Much more news just ahead, but we'll take a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. I'm a first-time parent, and at times, it can be challenging. In fact, any big transition period in our lives can feel really stressful. But the reality is, we don't have to go through those more intense seasons of life alone. BetterHelp pairs you with a licensed professional counselor who you can message anytime, 24/7, and get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule video or phone sessions as well. Yes, you can connect through text, phone, video, or all three, whatever helps you feel most supported. And of course, anything you share with your BetterHelp therapist is completely confidential. One BetterHelp user wrote that her therapist never made her feel judged and, quote, gave me perspective in an empathetic way that really helped me both process what I went through and gave me the validation I needed to move forward. So whatever your situation, I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. The drug maker behind the highly addictive prescription painkiller OxyContin is formally shutting down. We're talking about Purdue Pharma. Instead of selling opioids, the company's resources will be put toward addressing the opioid epidemic, mainly with addiction treatment and prevention programs. It will also compensate people and families who have been hurt by Purdue products. That was just one of the terms laid out in a wide-ranging bankruptcy settlement a judge approved this week. It also says the company's owners, the Sackler family, will have to pay $4.5 billion to settle thousands of opioid-related lawsuits. With that, though, the Sacklers will be immune from any more lawsuits about opioids, and they'll still be one of the richest families in the world. They're worth about $11 billion. A lot of states support this plan, saying it's the best way to help pay for a problem that's only gotten worse during the pandemic. But others, like Connecticut and Washington, plan to appeal, saying the settlement shields the Sacklers too much from liability. They say the Sacklers downplayed how addictive opioids are while they aggressively marketed those drugs. Purdue Pharma, as a company, has pleaded guilty twice for that. But the Sacklers have not been charged with crimes, at least not yet. And they say they did nothing illegal or unethical. To be continued. It seems the summer travel boom is over. The number of Americans flying this week fell to its lowest level since mid-May. The TSA screened about 1.3 million passengers on Tuesday, and that turned out to be the slowest day at American airports all summer. While it's normal for travel to go down in late August as kids head back to school, the number of people flying is still about 30% lower than the same week in 2019. Major airlines blame concerns about the latest wave of COVID-19, especially since during a normal year, this is when business travel would usually pick up. The slowdown could help customers get cheaper flights, though. The trade group Airlines for America says average ticket prices are about 29% lower than they were before the pandemic. And speaking of, be sure to tune in this weekend to our special edition Saturday episode. We're talking with Scott Kies of Scott's Cheap Flights all about the airline industry and ways for travelers to save money and time. Hurricane Ida forced Bonnaroo organizers to cancel the annual music festival. It was supposed to kick off today in Manchester, Tennessee, but the staging areas are waterlogged and the campgrounds are flooded after the remnants of Ida dumped about 3 inches of rain in the area this week. Organizers say even though they were heartbroken about having to cancel, the amount of rain just made it impossible to put on the event safely. It's a big financial loss for the state. Bonnaroo was also canceled last year because of the pandemic, but Nashville Public Radio reports the 2019 event brought in $52 million. Organizers say music fans will get refunds for their tickets. Bonnaroo is supposed to be back in June of next year. LinkedIn's experiment with temporary videos is coming to an end. The social media platform is shutting down its Stories feature at the end of this month. Just like on Snapchat and Instagram, videos on LinkedIn Stories only last for 24 hours. But the company found most of its users prefer to make videos that can stay on their profiles more permanently. LinkedIn says it's getting to work on a different short-form video format now, though it's unclear how soon that'll be ready. Remember, Twitter also got rid of its version of Stories called Fleets in early August. The two biggest retailers in the world are going on hiring sprees right now. First, Walmart plans to hire 20,000 permanent workers to support its online sales operations by the end of this year. The new jobs will be spread across more than 250 distribution and fulfillment centers. Walmart is holding hiring events at its warehouses starting next week. Amazon is also looking to hire tens of thousands of new people right now. The online retail giant says it's looking for about 40,000 new people for corporate and technology jobs here in the United States and another 15,000 internationally. Amazon's annual job fair is scheduled to start September 15th. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today we're talking about certain retirement funds running out. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Noom. Looking to build healthier habits in your life? You can get compassionate accountability and the wisdom you need right at your fingertips with Noom. And you're getting expert help. Noom's program is based on research using a cognitive behavioral approach that helps you unlearn bad habits. In fact, Noom has now published more than 25 peer-reviewed scientific journal articles about the science that goes into their approach. Also, their team of behavioral health experts has PhDs and master's degrees in fields like psychology, integrative medicine, and neuroscience. All of that said, Noom works to keep it simple for you, to make it empowering and not stress-inducing. And that's why you really only need a daily 10-minute check-in, and you know we love a 10-minute time frame here at The Newsworthy. Plus, while the program is based on research, Noom also makes your program customized for your situation and lifestyle. Perhaps that's why 80% of Noom users finish the program. So sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial at N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. The fund most Americans rely on for their retirement is now on track to run out of money in 12 years. That's according to a new government report published this week. It says Social Security will have to cut benefits by 2034 at the latest, unless Congress steps in to address the shortage. That's 1 year earlier than the government estimated in last year's report. It's worse now, though, because so many people lost their jobs at the height of the pandemic, so they stopped paying into government programs with every paycheck. On top of that, Americans' life expectancy has been increasing for years, and birth rates have been going down. And this could impact a lot of Americans. At the end of last year, about 65 million people were receiving Social Security benefits. Lawmakers could address the shortage in a few different ways. They could increase payroll taxes, lower benefits, or do a combo of the two. But as of now, there's not a proposal up for debate. All right, thank you so much for listening and making The Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.